Good afternoon and welcome, everyone. This is Sue. Wow, I can't talk yet today. Your host here at Our Inner Awakening. So it's been one of those days already, guys. It's been a fun morning. So tongue-tied and twisted probably is going to fit the day. I know a lot of you that have been writing in and everyone's been talking, it's been really a wild energy last week and a half, and we're all experiencing it. So, you know, if you've got things that are kind of going haywire, know you're not alone, and know that today, especially today with my guest, Eric Altman, he is one of the perfect people to have on to kind of help balance all of this out and balance ourselves, which is so important. If you are not familiar with Eric's work, you are in for an amazing treat today. Eric is really known for his heart field energy transmission. And these are so spectacular when, you know, you're in the presence of it, whether it's live right now or if you're coming on the replay, the energetics are still there. His MP3s are just as powerful. And Eric has this amazing way about him. He is one of the people that is so gentle that kind of outwardly sometimes you don't feel it, but holy cow, give it, you know, a couple of minutes, a couple of hours, and you absolutely know that something in you has transformed at a very deep level, but at a level that is not shocking to you. And it's really amazing. It's a lot of fun. You guys are going to really enjoy this. And, you know, as we go along, we are going to open the phone lines up in a little bit. So if you're listening to us live on the phone right now and you have a question or would like to speak with Eric about something, press star 2 on your handset. That's going to raise your hand here. If you're on the webcast, feel free to type in your question or comment in the box. Just, you know, give us your first name and basically where you're from so that we have a way to identify you other than, you know, hey, just somebody. Always kind of nicer that way. So, you know, sit back, relax during this call, and just have fun with it, with all of us. And Eric, I really want to welcome you back.
Well, thank you so much, Sue. You had a great time the first show, and so I'm ready to go. And yeah, I'm excited to be here. Thanks.
Well, excellent. Yeah, you were one of the people when we questioned all of our listeners, who would you like to hear again come back for a bonus session? And you were one of the top people that were picked. And so thankfully, it was able to fit in with your schedule.
Yeah, perfect. It was perfect timing, divine timing for sure.
Absolutely. It's always nice when things work out that way. And, you know, the synchronicity is great with it. You know, I don't know if maybe you could start us off. I know I've been talking about the wonky energy, and it's just kind of been coming in crazy for myself and for basically everybody I know for the last, like, 2 weeks. And, you know, I keep putting it down to Mercury retrograde, but at some point I have to kind of let go of that and say, okay, there's something going on. You know, what is it? What do we do with it?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think in that too, it's just how nature itself is pushing us more beyond things that we can describe, like just in astrology and anything like that's going beyond that. So it's pushing us out of our minds more, you know, fortunately and unfortunately in a lot of cases too. But you know, it's like if we're not paying attention as a human species, that, you know, things just keep getting more amped up. And so, that's what that today on the call, I want to just try to support people and their nervous systems and kind of just grounding and connect to the earth. And so we can kind of restart today, you know, give everybody a second chance now today to kind of restart and look at things just take it easy, slow down, have fun, enjoy yourself, and come together with each other. And it's important. That's the most important thing right now, to reach out to friends, relatives, just any kind of community deepen, connect with is so important today. More than ever, it's just, I can't emphasize that enough, just to make the connections, you know, in our life that it's important.
And it does. It sounds wonderful, and I think you're right. A lot of us forget to do that. And, you know, the same as a lot of us forget to, you know, take the time for ourselves. But you know, I'm really enjoying that you're mentioning the community and the other people, because that just sounds so much nicer that everyone's sharing in the.
Yeah, because I think, you know, we get so wound up and things are going so fast, we do the last thing we take care of is ourselves. And then, you know, we start to isolate and disconnect. And then, you know, it's art, you know, in having relationships, obviously. And so if we don't nurture those, we feel more and more isolated, and just, you know, the snowballs. So, I really want to emphasize that, and just get on the phone, talk to someone, talk to a friend that you haven't talked to, you know, relatives, et cetera. So we're all in this together, like I said. So the more we can do that, the more healthier we can be and calm ourselves down.
Mm-hmm. What a nice, that sounds so nice, because I know a lot of people are having trouble with different relatives and different friendships right now. It seems like that's coming up a lot. It's a trend that I keep hearing.
Yep, that's great that you brought that up, because it is. It's true, you know, what's happening too in that. Because I work with lots of people individually in my office, and it is a big thing. It's like 85% of the people I work with and with their friends and families are having, there's a lot of discord and upheaval in that. And it's just, it's that time where we have to almost like, I don't know, just to put it bluntly, like kind of get over ourselves, you know, and step beyond our old stuff or our old issues we have with people, and just recognize that we all have that stuff going on either inside or outside, and you know, kind of if we can step through that and, yeah, just reconnect with the people and just practice that unconditional love and acceptance. And it's interesting, it's a mirror of us. If I'm not doing that with people or friends around me, I'm not doing it with myself. So it's always a good pointer to me personally. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so I just have to kind of suck it up and bite the bullet and make a call, you know. But it's always worth it. I mean, it never backfires. It's like there's something magical about that, you know.
That really is so true, that the mirror that you're putting out. And it's a good clue for each of us to stop and ask ourselves, what am I doing? Or where is it internally in me that this is kind of coming from?
Yes. Yeah, so important, because we, you know, we tend to always blame, I guess, or point the finger at someone else or something else outside of us and try to figure that out. And that's just, it's maddening, and it creates a lot of anxiety and discord again inside of us, and not necessary. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, what you said, Sue, is just to look inside. Yeah, what am I doing to, I'm creating my own life. You know, why am I creating it this way or that way, you know? Whether it's good or bad or indifferent, it doesn't matter. But just to know why are we successful? You know, why aren't we successful? You know, it doesn't matter what the situation is.
No, it really doesn't. And you know, I was recently talking with a friend of mine that I haven't spoken to in a while, and all of a sudden, just like everything is going wrong in their life. And you know, we've all been there. We've all had that happen. And over the course of, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 days that we've been speaking, I never hear anything in them about being hopeful or, you know, looking to change things or taking the action that's needed. It's just constant, woe is me, woe is me. This is happening. Why is this happening? You know, I'm just the alternate victim. And it can be so easy. Oh, pardon me. I have been fighting with some kind of allergies here. But it can be so easy to slip into that role where everything around is going wrong and, oh, it's just, I'm a victim of all of it and the circumstances. And I find that that's such a hard thing, not just for my friend who, you know, is beyond listening to me or, you know, any suggestions, but, you know, even for people when you're very open to receiving different ideas,
right. It's
something that there seems to be a block in a lot of people or many
right. Blocks,
whatever, that's coming out that I'm just a victim of my life.
And I think it's so accelerated right now as the vibrations on the planet and the, you know, so many changes are going on, you know, just out that are out of our control. And so,
mm-hmm.
so, you know, there's a lot of fear that comes up when we feel like what's happening. We don't know what's happening. So unfortunately, we tend to like actually draw back in not really a healthy way, draw back internally and isolate, which is probably the most detrimental thing we can do to ourselves in that way. And even though it might feel uncomfortable, it's so important to just, again, like lean through that uncomfortable feeling and then, yeah, pick up the phone or call an old friend or whatever it is, whatever you have to do to connect. It's so, so, so important to make that connection. You do it once and then you can see what a benefit that is. And it's not that hard after all. It's much more hard thinking about it, the idea of it, than it is the fact of it.
That is a different way of looking at that. Yes. That makes so much sense. Thank you. Now, do you have like anything that people can do or like triggers for themselves or something to start to be able to pull themselves out of things like that?
I would say just, and I'm saying this from my own personal experience as well, but, you know, like we're all busy and that sort of thing. And I get busy and then I'll kind of withdraw, I think, you know, from the people around me, and not on purpose. It just happens. And so then, yeah, really, I have to just get over myself. You know, and I think, oh, shoot, I haven't called, you know, Joe for a while, and I can't call him now. It's been too long. He's going to be mad and da-da-da-da-da.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell myself a story. But then I just think, wait a minute, you know, I need to connect with some people and I need to get out in the world. And so I think it's just jumping through that first hoop and always it's never failed. And it's always, you know, the person on the other end is so happy, you know, to like, hear from, you know, and it's not me personally, it's just anyone, you know, and then that typically people always say, I was just going to call you and I'm glad that, you know, I was afraid that you were mad at me or, you know, it's the same thing on the other end. And so just to know, I think if people, we just know it's happening to the other person or the other people that we're kind of avoiding or not connecting with, same thing's happening in their life as well. So it's just, I think it's definitely worth the risk that we create in our mind that we think it's going to be terrible or hard or whatever.
Absolutely. You know, I like what you said about the story because we all have them. And, you know, that's been such a part of this whole series is getting beyond the stories, getting beyond the stuck points, getting to a different place. And, you know, so much of it resides within ourselves. And, you know, we're the ones that are holding ourselves back. And that's a great starting point by reaching out to kind of break that barrier down. So, you know, I find, and, you know, maybe you do also, is that once you do it once or twice, it seems to start like an avalanche of it happening.
Yes, for sure. I think it's just, it's a habit, and then, you know, we pick up in the energy field around us, too, that's happening all over. And so then, that creates more fear, like, shoot, you know, I feel even more alone. And then the more alone we feel, the less likely we are to reach out. So I think it's just when we see that coming up, just break it. Whatever we have to do, just pick up the phone. I just pick up the phone.
Yeah.
And I'll call someone that's, like I said, it's uncomfortable. And, yeah, the first phone call, then it's done. And then, you know, it just breaks that. And it's such a relief for everybody concerned.
Absolutely. Agreed with you. And, you know, one of the other things that I'm finding a lot of our listeners are experiencing is a lot of different health issues right now. And so many of the questions that we have coming in, and today especially, people are faced with a lot of different issues. You know, whether it's, you know, very physical or you know, there are a few coming in about eyesight and different things. Where, you know, what's a good place to start helping people with that?
Yeah, it's interesting. So it ties into what we're talking about right now is that you know, when we start to withhold and withdraw, it's like the energy in our system, it starts to get blocked up more and more. And then, of course, then our physical body and things like it could be anything. It could be eyes, brain, whatever, that any part of our body can start shutting down, can start, you know, having problems. And that's all it is that withdrawal from the flow of your life. And so it's so important, that's why, to get in the stream, you know, jump back in the stream of life with people and interact. Otherwise we start to atrophy and we start to get sick and we start to, you know, the stories, what you just mentioned, the stories get more dramatic in our minds and that sort of thing. And it's not to diminish that, it's just the nature of how our mind works. And so, yes, again, like the remedy for that is just making connections out in the world is so important, and then it helps us connect with ourselves much better, and that the flow just starts happening instantaneously. Like, you can notice a change in a couple of days. Like I said, working with so many people individually, and so I'm getting feedback all the time, and people say, I went out yesterday and met two people I hadn't seen for a long time, and I feel 1,000% better. You know, my lungs feel better now, my shoulder, whatever. You know, wherever the pain was at, wherever the kind of discord was at in their mind, or depression or whatever, it's like it starts to lift right away. And we need each other. You know, we need to connect with each other. We live here in the same place. So important.
Absolutely. And I think you just hit on something that was just really, really important, is that the whole act of the reaching out, it, like you said, it disconnects that piece in the brain from keep going over and over and over it. And it's giving almost like a different focus, which is something that we need in those types of situations.
Right. That's good. Yeah, that's a great point. Because it does, it just shifts our focus instantaneously. So it's the quickest thing that will do that too. So you and I are friends, and then I don't talk to you, you don't talk to me, and then all of a sudden, you know, I'm making up a story. Well, she's mad at me because of this, and you know, we go on. But then I call you and say, like, oh my gosh, I haven't talked to you for a long time. It's great to hear from you. And then there goes my story, just like that. And that happens like 99% of the time. And the reason we create a story is just in some odd way, it's a way of protecting ourselves, you know, from getting hurt. But in the meantime, we're already hurting ourselves just by withdrawing from the world.
Mm-hmm. Such a good point. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, yeah. Oh, Eric, that is awesome. I mean, it's such a simple thing, and you just don't kind of think about it as being such an important factor in your life.
Right, right. Yeah, my experience in the work I do, it's the number one thing that I would – and I do encourage people that just be more active, have more connections, and I see the, you know, people that are super old, like, you know, in, you know, late 90s, and I ask, you know, I ask tons of questions. I'm always intrigued about that, different, you know, lifestyles, etc. But there's the common denominator in that they have lots of activity going on, you know, lots of friends, mm-hmm. lots of connections. And so, yeah, it just breeds really good health. It breeds really good, you know, a good life, you know. So, fortunately for me, like, I get to hear that. So it reminds me, too, to, like, hey, mm-hmm. you know, kind of, you know, you got to get on the ball, make a phone call today, you know, make a couple phone calls. I know you're busy, you know, and I'm just talking to myself. And so and so I do. And it's like, I mean, it never fails.
Oh, I love it. I'm talking to myself. I love that. I mean, we can only live with that one, too.
I'm just telling on myself, yeah. I'm just sitting in my office all the day and talking to myself.
Yeah. Well, you know, it happens. We do that.
Well, you know what I found? It's really, like, it's been helpful for me. I walk down the park. I work, my office is by a park, and And I talk to myself, yeah, during the daytime quite a bit. I'll go on a walk and just kind of see what's happening and, you know, what do I want to do if I have any problems or anything like that, and how could, okay. if I do, and then, you know, how will I address them. And so it's for me, it's been a very healthy form of just connecting. And then, so then my reaction to that is actually I want to connect with another person right away.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I'm sorry. I was just scanning some of the questions that came in, and one just caught my eye and totally drew my attention away. So I apologize for kind of stumbling on that.
No.
But now maybe you can help this caller or this person out with this. A woman, Pamela, just wrote in and said that she has been crying since the call has started. Doesn't understand why, because she's been feeling great and getting feedback that tells her that, yep, she's ready and living her life in a bigger way. Yet as soon as we start talking, she started crying. What do we do to her?
Is it like she's on the, let me look a little further. She's right on the edge of this. So this is nice. So she's on the edge, and there's a couple things, maybe a relationship that's happening. It could be any kind of relationship, but it's some kind of relationship, some connection that is resonating with her, what we're talking about. And the other is true, too. Like she's starting to open up in a bigger way. And in that, sometimes in those transitions, there is a vulnerability because we're in a new place and it's kind of raw. And as we get bigger and bigger and allow ourselves to let go more, we start, we become more sensitive. And then, so it just takes a little bit of time to hone that in, to recognize that's part of it. And then we get used to that. Then we don't, it's not so emotional then. The emotion part of it kind of fades away. It's a growing pain, I would say.
Ah,
that's a good way to put it. Yeah.
Oh gosh, we all remember those from kids waking up in the middle of the night with something hurting.
and that's what it is for us as adults too. As we keep expanding and do this mm-hmm. type of work that like the people on the calls and in that are pushing themselves and growing in an awesome way. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, sometimes you know we go through those. We're shedding kind of skin. We're shedding old things, and so we're coming into this newness. And so, as I know, I'm always sending energy as we're talking. So sometimes that just helps break mm-hmm. break the last remnants that are hanging on, you know, of the old part.
Absolutely.
Great.
So Pamela, this is a great confirmation for you that you are on the right track, and you're just kind of having a little bit of growing pains. That's not a bad thing. So, you know, if you end up with any, you know, more questions about that, or you know, any comments, feel free to just, you know, write on in. Bruce said that one kind of took me back too. So I really thank you, Eric, for answering that for her.
Sure. Yeah. It'd be, you know, it'd be nice. Maybe. We could do a little process. It would take like 3 or 4 minutes to help everybody with that same thing that a lot of people I feel tuning into this right now. So we could do something to help that transition of growing, of expansion, and even during the show actually today, just to let go even more and to let themselves be, let everyone be as big as we can. And it's fine, and we'll feel different emotions, and you know, oftentimes we have an idea about, you know, feeling stronger, mm-hmm. but and then we could start crying right then. And it's just like it's just shedding. We're just shedding when those emotions come up. Yeah, very and it's very healthy and it's very strengthening to us. So mm-hmm. it's just natural. So people know that. Yeah.
Excellent. And I think one of the words that keeps coming into my head is to let people know that it's safe. And it's okay.
It's the safest actually. So it's like that as we grow into this bigness, you know, and stages of that, it just keeps getting more and more safe. Even it may not feel that way, but that's just a challenging part to our brain. And so, mm-hmm. if, you know, our brain gets used to being kind of a certain way. And what you were talking about earlier, and likes to hold on to the old stories. And so that will create emotions in it. So as long as we're just aware of it, this is that, so then, you know, I can feel uncomfortable, and then this will last, you know, maybe a day at the most, and then I can, you know, just keep moving forward and keep growing into my true self. And so we'll be fine, more than fine.
Perfect. Well, yeah, if you would like to take us on, you know, you said that there was a process you could do that would take just a few minutes to help everyone expand and assimilate this. I think that's a fabulous place for us to go.
Yes. What's that?
I think that would be fabulous if you could do that with us.
Yeah, it'd be great. So what I'll do is just support everyone just in that expansion, in everyone's individual expansion, where it'll make it a little more, create a lot more awareness around the feelings, and that it's fine to have whatever kind of feeling that you're having, you know, good, bad, or whatever, however you term it. But it's just, that just means you're just expanding and growing, which is so awesome and so great. And then we'll start reaching out. I'll support the idea of connecting, that connection with, you know, friends, neighbors, you know, relatives, et cetera. So if we could maybe everybody just sit back, and just the key part is setting the intention to receive the energy, and then I'll go off and connect with everyone, and we'll start moving that energy through you, and I'll just do like 3 or 4 processes in this little time frame here. So start breathing. Yeah, just relax. Sit back and, just enjoy. Just receive. Just drop your shoulders a little bit. Just relax a little more in your back. Now some golden energy is coming down the top of your head and through into your head and through your neck and into your shoulders. Just allow yourself to feel and to receive. Very high vibration, very beautiful energy. It's saturating like every cell in your body right now, all the way down to your toes. Just clearing any ideas, any old ideas that are not serving you today, allowing yourself to be big, to be who you are. To radiate the love that's in you, that's always inside of you, that's always there. Just allowing that, giving yourself permission just to come forth and to shine, let that shine out in your connection with yourself and with other people. Just give yourself the permission that you can restart any minute, like any second. They're absolutely free right now, this moment. So just sending one more wave of energy from the top of your head down. Letting this very, looks like starlight energy coming into the top of your head, and it's moving down. Very, very beautiful, pristine energy. It's cleansing all the old ideas and the stories. Just cleansing those. Moving down throughout your whole system. Just lighting up all the cells, all the tissue, strengthening all the bones, muscles. All the way down through your stomach and back. Your hips, down through your knees and feet, and then allowing that to go deep into the earth. Just feel the earth energy like coming up into your body, where you might feel a little heavy in a very good way, a very healthy way. And just feel the beauty of you. There's nothing that you have to do. You already are this wonderful, beautiful being, just full of this light, pristine light that shines. Allow yourself to relax and accept that completely into your body, into your mind, into your spirit, into your auric field around you. Bringing pure health and vitality into your mind, body, and spirit. So you allow yourself just to breathe and take your time. Just come back at your own pace. That was excellent receiving.
That was really nice. Just, oh my gosh. You know, that's what I was saying at the top of the call, is that when, you know, what you lead us through is so, so gentle, but it's absolutely profound. And that was just, you know, kind of a real quick taste of that, you know, what you experience when you work with you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, kind of getting into that, that's how, you know, you're able to dig in with us and, you know, get to the roots of so many different things.
Right, right. I think what you said about the gentle part is probably the key, where the body starts to open, and then it goes in places where oftentimes people will just try to overpower, I would say, or just, or maybe it's not that. It's just that they think like more strong is better. Where to me, oftentimes it misses so many things in the body. So mm-hmm. it's just more gentle and pay attention in a more refined way, and you kind of catch everything. That way, it saturates in this. It's a long lasting, so it's not a big spike, you know, for a couple of days, and you go back to kind of normal, which may have not been that good. And so this kind of just keeps growing in the body over time. And so everyone listening, so what you can do is just access this moment, this call, just in through your mind, just by setting your intention to come back to this process we just went through, and it will keep supporting you and regenerating your system just like we did today.
Oh, nice. Now, is it something, you know, like muscle memory, for lack of a better word, where the more you do it, the easier it is to get to that and the stronger it becomes?
Absolutely. So, like, that's and when I said that, to try to access that. So this will stay for quite some time, and so and it'll keep growing. And so it's that our initiative and then our intention, you know, to allow ourselves just to stay healthy and bright and strong is so powerful in itself. And so it's already drawing that energy into us as well. So like anything else, it's just a habit. And once we get in that habit, it's like brushing our teeth, because we'll feel off a little bit if we don't do that. And then pretty soon it just takes maybe 20 seconds or maybe a minute every day, which is amazing when you think about it for the benefit that you get out of it. So it's nice. So I'm just creating those deeper pathways and grooves in the body from the brain down to the feet.
Oh, I love it. Love it, because it's such a wonderful feeling when you're there. It's, you know, you can feel stress and all of the rest of the garbage just kind of sloughing off, because you just don't need it at that moment.
Right,
not that you ever
right.
do, but it's so profound at that time.
Yeah, it's such a good point that you make, that to really see, I just, that's what my... I guess my intention is doing in that is just so people can just see how that we don't need that. It's not serving us, and just to illuminate that as we're going through that kind of slower process, and to see that this other new energy that's actually yours. I'm just working with that and just clearing it from the other stuff. You know, like I said, you were talking about the stories earlier. And just clearing those stories, that they don't serve us. There's no benefit whatsoever to the stories that we're telling ourselves. And so when you clear those away, it's our presence. We can be present here today. And so it's magical.
It really is, because we can't be effective unless we're in the present.
Right, right.
No matter what action we take, if we're wallowing in the past or, you know, perseverating on the future, it's stripping our power away.
Right. And the idea is like that the root of not being in the present is fear. Like if we're here, there's right now, there's something that's scary or it's frightening, or something's going to happen. And the only reason that comes up is just because we're not used to being like present in the moment. But the fact is, when we are, it's so alive, and we really feel safe. It's much safer to be here, so we can see, actually we're aware of what's happening right now in our lives, and we can make amazing choices that are so beneficial for our life moving forward.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh, that is so great, Eric. Yes. And really a good one for everyone to kind of keep in mind and to know what's going on, so that when you're in that, you know, if you can just grab onto that one bit of cognitive that says, oh, okay, this is the fear of, oh, and this is what I can do about it, you're really empowering yourself at that point.
Yes, yeah, that's good. That's good to remind everyone. That's the best.
and
when we are. it's so fun that the outcome is so much fun then too. We just enjoy like playing more and yeah, just being lighter about things, you know. And then that's just like anything else, it becomes a habit that we will never give up. It's our truest nature, just to be here, like right now, instead of wandering off into the future or the past.
Mm-hmm. But it's not, I know for myself, it's a very difficult place. When I was first starting to work with that, I was always some other time frame. And it almost at first did not feel secure to be in the present because, you know, there were 20 million other things going. Now, I like, you know, how you said that, but it's a much nicer place to be. And it really is an awful lot more fun. Is something that, you know, a lot of people don't allow themselves to have fun or to enjoy the moments that they're having. And, you know, I get it. I lived like that for years and years. But it's such a profound change in your life when you start doing that. And I really encourage people to kind of keep coming back to them so that they can get that.
Oftentimes we go in the past or the future because we feel like then we have more control. You know, because, this happened before, so now I know it's going to happen again. Even though that someone hates it, you know, they might think, oh, this is terrible. But people keep drawing it either from the future or the past. It's like a false sense of security. And this, this is the bottom line. It's not fun.
Absolutely. It is not. And you hit it. It's that false sense of I'm going to control this. Because if I worry about this and, you know, think about it for the next, you know, 24 years, it'll never happen again in that specific way.
So, right. That's so true.
The illusion of the control. Gosh, we do funny things to ourselves, don't we? Well, how about if we jump in and take a couple of callers? We have some people.
Yes,
on.
I'm open. Yeah, whatever works.
Fabulous. So, then this first call is coming in from Ontario, and the last four digits are 5244. Are you here with us?
I am. Hi.
Who are you talking with?
Hi, Era. I'm Era.
Hi.
Hi, Eric. This is Era.
Hi, how are you?
I'm not doing too well. That's why I called in. Everything you shared is so wonderful. I'm having this oppressive despair and emotionally and mentally. Nothing seems to be working out right, and it's just got. I try to create positive change, and things seem to be getting worse. And I pray, I think good thoughts, and I'm hopeful. And what you were saying about relationships. My stepsister 2 months ago, all of a sudden, she got my stepdad over to California. He's transitioned since then. Then she took my mom out of her beautiful home here in Ontario, shoved her in a nursing home, wouldn't let me know about it, stole her money, stole her house. But then you said, you know, I always know we create our own reality. So then I've been trying these past 2 weeks since my stepdad transitioned, and she literally has total control. I thought if I can be even more loving and kind to Sherilyn, maybe she will give my mom a little bit of money because she still needs, like, she has nothing. And so I thought, well, I know we can't control stuff. And she's gotten even more vicious to my mom and me. And I've been thinking, since I can create my own reality, Eric, how much evil must be in me that I'm reflecting back so much hurt. Like, does God hate me so much, Eric? But what's wrong with me that I can't even create to help my mom or me create such a evil coming back at me? And I just send Sherilyn love and light, and everything seems to be going wrong. So I wonder, what can I do to let God love me again?
So that's it's already, that's happening already. That never, there's never a disconnect yet. And so what's happening is with the other people in your life right now. So if we can, if you can just breathe a little bit, we'll want to this, and this will help everybody. If everyone can just be all ears and just set themselves to receive any type of distortion that we might have about seeing that we've done something wrong or we're creating something that's negative in our life, etc. So just I'm going to go through a grounding process with you so we can restart again, like clear and restart and come back right here to present time. So if everybody just relaxes and set your intention to receiving, being open, and starting fresh right now. So take a deep breath and start to relax. As we let this energy of God just flow through us, come down to the top of our head, just moving through our body, just opening up to receiving this energy into ourselves completely. Allowing this God energy to remove everything up until this moment. Just focusing on the love that you are. Allow that. Just move into every molecule, every cell in your body. And again, the energy field around your body as well. Allow that to be just cleansed with beautiful golden light. And just gently allow yourself to settle down and just take nice deep breaths and just breathing in that God energy. Sun running like white and gold energy down your nervous system. Just to reset that, releasing any anxiety in the body for everyone. Just allowing the energy to come up from the earth, connecting to that beautiful Mother Earth, the energy that grounds us deep, allows us to feel solid in ourselves. The more grounded we are, the more heart opening we'll have. Our heart opens more. And we live from here. It allows us to be more here right now, more present right now. Not going in the past, not creating stories of what might happen in the future, but just allow ourselves to be here and be kind to ourselves right now in this moment. Just grounding that knowing deep through your legs and down deep into the earth. As I open all the love channels in your body, from the bottom of your feet to the top of your head, let that vibration of love just saturate. Saturate your whole knowing. And if you can say quietly in your mind to yourself, I am infinite love and gratitude. And if you can repeat that two more times to yourself. Connecting everyone that's listening right now. So at your own pace. Just take some nice deep breaths and allow yourself to come back. How are you doing now?
My heart definitely calmed down, and my beingness calmed down, and I stopped shaking. Thank you. Part of me still wonders, well, it doesn't really matter, because you did say we create our own realities, and I'm creating this horrific reality. There's still something in me, isn't there, that's so awful.
No, there's not actually at all. There's things going on around you, right? And so you can interpret that any way that you want to. So if you know that that happened, if you did actually, in fact, do something, right, to someone that you created on purpose and in a painful way, and that's different. And so there's,
I don't do that. I'm terrified of her. I go in total submissive mode when she gets mean. And I say,
okay.
And she says, trust me. And then she turns around and is vicious to Mom and me. So somewhere I'm messing up here big time.
No, it's the most kind thing you can do is just to avoid that situation then, right? It's just, yeah, it's not personal. And so I understand that could be challenging, but so if it's something that's not serving you and it's not serving the other person, and so you can just take a break. And so that doesn't mean it's not black or white. So for right now, while it's not serving you, you can just take a break and not have that connection right now.
So God still loves me, and I'm not really evil then, Eric?
Yeah, not in the least. Not in the least, you're not evil at all. Yeah, you're very loving, and it's
because I was afraid of that. made me so evil that that's why God abandoned me long ago.
No, that's not, it's not possible, actually, and it's not true.
Thank you for that wisdom. And I bought your package even before this call started because I knew I needed it.
Well,
thank you, Eric, so much.
You're very welcome, but call in or write or let me know how you're doing, please.
Yeah, we have a session coming up, too, next Friday.
Okay.
All right. Well, you know what? Thank you so much for calling in today. You came on here with such a heartfelt question and events going on, and that takes a lot of bravery, and I really want to, you know, thank you and everyone else who, you know, comes in and shares with everyone, because that does take a lot of specialness. And, you know, Eric, that's such a testament to you and how, you know, fabulous you and your work are to create the space where people feel comfortable being able to share with everyone like this.
Yeah, so I agree with you. It takes a lot of courage for her to come down and be open and allow
and vulnerable
support from everyone. Yeah, and vulnerable.
Absolutely.
Allow everyone else on the call to support you.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that's really nice is the community that comes in here is, I have an amazing group of people that come in, and it's an amazing community to be a part of. And everyone is so loving and so supportive. And that is so helpful with this because, you know, it does let your guard down a little bit. And you know that everyone else that's here is holding space for you as they're receiving to receive what you need from this. And, you know, one of the things that I'm going to mention that I kind of always do, but I think it's really important, especially for her, is to come back and listen to the replay, because there has been so much that it can pertain to what is going on, you know, that we've been speaking about, and you've been, you know, helping us with the processes throughout the call, that I think will be really, really helpful for Ira and, you know, for everyone else. And, you know, speaking of this wonderful, loving community, Paris from Alberta just wrote in that she is sending love and light to sweet Ira and big hugs. And, you know, that's the wonderfulness about the community that's here. Everyone is, you know, just so supportive like that. So thank you all for that. That to me is very heartwarming.
Very amazing. Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
Absolutely, it is. All right, so let's jump into another call. This one is coming in from New York City. And the last four digits are 5990. Are you here with us?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, who are we talking with?
My name's Anna Marie Trombetta, and I've been listening to Eric from time to time. I would like to buy the package, but I'm an artist, and I have a studio time in the print shop on a Tuesday night. So, my question has to do with physical injuries. I had an accident in New York 10 years ago. There was a Staten Island ferry that crashed into the pier, and unfortunately my right side, including my painting arm, were injured. For the most part, I'm okay, but as a result, I have spinal stenosis, which recently, in speaking to my doctor, he said it's chronic, it's only going to get worse. And I don't want to see that as the truth. And in seeing and hearing Eric speak, perhaps there's an alternative, and that's what I'm calling about today.
So, I'd like to address that. So it'd be nice. So you, in your mind, you can allow this new energy to come in, and then so we can just all we're doing is just changing directions, right? So it's going one way. So it's just energy. For me, I'd like to go in and connect with that and saturate that, and then in just my mind, like allow that to shift back to a perfectly healthy like spine and all around through your brain that kind of talks to your spine, etc., and just make that communication much more clear and much more real. And then, as opposed to listening to It's not to ignore, obviously, someone, a doctor, in any way. I'm not saying that at all. But listening to what's real for you and what you want out of your life and how you will want the outcome to be. So taking charge in that. And so.
Correct. But that, yeah. I don't want to live in the reality that's presented to me. And currently I'm also having trouble with my knees, and it's related to the spinal stenosis. And again, he said to me, this is only going to get worse. And I don't want to accept that as truth, because once I do that, it will ensue.
Right. So this will take probably like maybe three minutes or so, and I can just reroute energy. So just kind of go, it goes out, and I just send it to the sun, literally. So if you have that picture too, it will help. So just take the profile kind of that, what you just described, and
okay.
Like cleanse that and then shoot it away. So if you can just, again, just being receptive to that and setting your intention to receive the energy is all you have to do, and sit back and receive.
I will indeed. Thank you.
Sure. And so everyone else listening to whatever's happening with them, they could just bring up any, like, two or three issues that are going on with them, so they'll have the benefit to the same energy. So if we can just sit back, relax, and receive. Have fun, too. Yeah.
I am.
Just be light and... Okay,
very
good.
Happy that I got through. I can't believe it, but thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's meant to be. So we'll address this. So here we go. So just take a nice few breaths, and we'll be off and running here. So the energy is just clearing any old ideas, any ideas around your injuries or any notions about limitations in your body. You're just being like swept away and allowing you to start fresh today.
Yeah, I want that so much, and actually it's the fear of jumping back into my career and physically breaking down that is, to a certain extent, creating not a catch-22 situation, but there's reservation there, and that's based on past experiences. But again, I sincerely thank you. I did feel a light tingling as soon as the process began. and then a very gentle, calm feeling.
Okay, so we're just, so let me, I'll do a little more. We're just almost done. And then going down your spine to regenerate that to the highest degree.
Thank you.
So just breathe. Okay, just breathe in, just relax. And again, everyone else, just whatever's happening, be open to receiving that for any correction in our bodies, mind, spirit. Just accepting this pure, like, unconditional love into your body. Okay, so just take some nice deep breaths and allow yourself to come back at your own time, your own space.
I'm so excited to look to the future with, you know, it's not going to haunt me anymore. It's like a ghost in my body.
Oh, so good, yeah. Yeah, you took it on. You took it in the last set. It was really nice. Yeah, it went into your system very well then.
Yeah, I could feel more of a gentle tingling through my body. And again, this has been plaguing me for 10 years. So I have your email address, and I'll keep you posted.
Please do, yes.
Yeah, and I would love to offer you, as a thank you, an etching, if you would care for one, just because, again, when you've been carrying such a burden for such a long time, to get some intervention and assistance is, and for free, mind you, is just the greatest gift possible. So my sincere gratitude.
You're very welcome. I'm so happy that that we got to connect today, and then it would be nice to read about you, like in the New York Times. When you're famous.
Oh, I love you. Yes. Yes. I've been to Central Park, and I'm currently looking for a gallery. Oh, can I ask for assistance for that? I don't want to be greedy, but I just yesterday went around to some galleries, and there's one in particular I'd love to get into. I know you have other calls and things like that. So just asking.
Maybe we could do, Eric, is instead of making it, you know, just very specific, you know, to this caller, maybe could you do something that was very general for all of the people that are on the call, you know, opening up avenues
career
for them that they're looking to pursue?
Yes. That'd be great. So what we'll do is we'll set up everyone so the doorways are open for for what they're pursuing in their life, their careers, their health, whatever it could be that is a light of their life that they want to go for. And so we'll just help push the doors open and make the track a little bit easier so there's not struggle. Take away the struggle and just set your mind on what you want and just walk towards it. So I'll make the pathway open and bright and fun is the key, play. So we'll do this process on with everyone, so it'll be fun. So
awesome.
But hold in mind what you're interested in and what you really want in your life, what you want to go towards and how you would like to live your life.
Okay, and if you guys are like me and you can't decide between a couple, three different things, pick one, come back and listen to the replay and put the next one in line in.
Yeah, or if you want to, if you have three things, just name those three things and then when it feels right, then say the second one or the first one again or it doesn't matter, so just get it all in. I'll just program the energy to track with whatever it is, and so it doesn't matter. So maybe up to three would be good. I mean,
okay.
So everyone take advantage of this. So we'll go off and be creative right now. So settle in and just set your intention to receive all this goodness that you deserve. And as we move forward in our lives and then we can play and have fun, and as we accept these things that come into our lives, we can enjoy them and we can enjoy the path, you know, going towards them and really allow ourselves just to have or create what we deserve. We all deserve whatever it is that we want. So I'll help instill that, like, all the way through your whole system, body, mind, spirit. So then just beginning to get deeper in. Just I'm creating the reverse, like, vortex that's going up and just cleaning from the bottom. Yes, spinning really fast right now and then it's moving up. And it's clearing everything from the bottom of your feet up through the top of your head, clearing out any ideas that are in the way that that you can't manifest what you want. So it's clearing out, and then this new energy is coming in right in here behind it. This is white and gold combined, and it's moving up. And again, it's saturating your cells, which is very effective. It holds in the cells of your body and every single molecule in your body. I'm sending in the message right now. That's good. Everyone's moving with this, so we're just creating perfect pathways for success, for whatever that is that you want as individuals. Just removing any blocks. Just clearing the way to enjoy the path. So that keeps showing itself to me. So that's, again, like, just to enjoy each step of the way as you're creating your life. Moving up. Into your stomach and into your heart. Now, craving a nice potency in your heart area. You have to follow your heart. Allow that to guide you. And layering the energy is like creating magnetism that you can activate now going forward to magnetize what that is that you want in your life. It could be in business, it could be in relationships. It could be in health, anything that you can imagine. I'm magnetizing that, creating that energy. Clearing the path. So what you set your intention on can start manifesting. Continue to breathe and receive, and so I'm going to be quiet for just for a little bit and anchor all this into your system deeper and deeper and ground you into the earth. Okay, so take your time, just breathe at your own pace, relax, come back when you're ready.
Whew, that moved a lot of stuff for a lot of people on this call.
That was a home run. Yeah, that was good.
Everybody was
very, very receptive. Everyone was open to it. It's a nice collaboration.
Absolutely. Holy smoke. And, you know, the thing, what I was thinking of when, you know, you were talking, it's, you know, if we picked the things that we were looking for, it was limitless to us, whether it was a health issue that we were, you know, specifically thinking of, or, you know, a few people had written in about quitting smoking. We've had a lot of things about self-esteem, relationships. This particular process, you can just put that in there, And it's opening the pathways for all, for anything that you want it to be.
Right. Yeah, it's beautiful. It's just, yeah, you just set your intention on what it is. Like you said, like whatever, it could be health, you know, finances, whatever it could be. It's again, just moving the energy and allowing that to open up for whatever it is that you desire, your heart's desire.
Wow,
so
Eric, that's a pretty powerful process for everyone here. So, guys, really, you know, take advantage of this one. Come back on the replay or the rebroadcast. Tell your friends about this one. That's pretty spectacular. And, you know, like we said, I keep going back with this, you have such a gentleness with people when you're doing this, and it just comes across as such a calm energy. Even when you were saying, you know, that there was the vortex and the tornadoes going and, you know, one is coming out and the other is coming in, it's still just a calm transition. And, you know, you can feel it moving. You can feel everything moving around, and but it's not frenetic. And that is what makes, you know, what you do, it's so spectacular, because you could feel the power in that last process. It was huge.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that one. Oh, yeah, that was definitely fun. That's one of those calls that you put in your toolkit and you whip it out when you need, you know, when you've got things going on in your head and you're like, well, wait a minute, I need to redirect and I need to, you know, open these pathways. Boom, there it is. That's, you know, that's the kind of thing that you want to have in your kit to draw on. You know, or I know I do, and I, you know, really strongly suggest to everyone listening that they have those kinds of things too, because, you know, we all run into situations where we need something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very kind to ourselves, and it's just something that we can use anytime, every day, if we want to, and just help intervene on our own mind a little bit. So it trains our mind to start opening up right away and start the manifesting. You know, at a real high rate, actually.
Beautiful, which is what we all want. Now,
I
think this is a great time, Eric. You have put together a new special offer for everyone, and it's got some really great stuff in there. Would you want to take a few minutes and let people know what this is and what they can expect and such from it?
Yeah, sure, I'd love to. Yeah, it's really fun and super potent. It took a long time, kind of just in creating the whole thing, and so I want to make it so it's a very holistic offering, and I think it's very unique. So anyway, I'll just start off with it. So the number one item is the pineal gland activation, and so that takes place on a call. In this hour call. And so two things happen. So I go through the activation itself, and then I upgrade the chakra system. And so what I mean by that, so I'm just clearing the whole chakra system and the nervous system too. So these are working in conjunction. So opening the pineal gland, and then I go to the chakra system and then the nervous system. So they're all, like I said, they're working in conjunction all the time, so smoothing out that. And it's creating brand new relationships with all those. And so we get to start over from a place of, like, calm, more intuitive, more insightful into ourselves and then outside of ourselves as well. So super healthy for our just for our brain health, our body health, our emotional health, every imaginable piece and part of our bodies. So that's the first part. And this, the item two is called Anxiety No More. And that's a MP3. It's a 30-minute MP3. And I'll just read this on here. So allow yourself to be completely comfortable with the MP3. Listen and receive while I guide you through specific steps to experience infused layers of energy to go deep into the nervous system. This will allow you to relax in a whole new way. Give yourself some time each day. The results will speak for themselves. And so this one, I always test drive these on friends, relatives, and things like that. And so this one was it's really, really fun. It's resetting the nervous system in a deeper way. So all this particular practice, every piece of it works together to enhance. It's like we get an overhaul for our whole body and our mind and our spirit. And so that anxiety is a big piece in that too. And so the next one is another MP3, a 30-minute one. It's called Unstoppable Confidence. Mm-hmm. And I'll just read it. It makes it easier to do this. Where pure golden white light infusion will carry the message to every molecule in your brain and nervous system. I'll be taking you on this ride so you can just sit back, enjoy it. There's a mixed layer and many layers actually of energetics that are deeply integrating while allowing the brain to take a nice deep vacation. As you can see, the process and infusions are all headed in the same direction. So, it's quite fun. And the confidence part, there's several people, like I said, they're testers for me, like I said. So I just want one really quick story. This gentleman, he was very shy. He had listened to it, and he dances. And then he called me that night and said, you know, I was walking to the grocery store, and he said, I found myself. He said, I danced halfway down each aisle. And he said, by the time I got outside the door, I realized that was me. And he said, I was so embarrassed. but the tape, it kind of hit him. He listened to it on the way to the store, and it kind of hit him while he was inside. And he goes, it's a good one. It's a good one.
I love it.
Yeah, it was kind of cute. So let's see. That's item number four. It's called Let's Go Play. And that's so I'm offering three 60-minute remote healings. And so those are on Thursday night from 7 to 8 o'clock. And in this case, what I'm doing is I'm going to wrap all the previous items I just mentioned. So I'm going to help coalesce those together and just in a very intense way. So there's an hour of time. So I'm going to be connecting all these dots together, you know, with the anxiety and creating the confidence and then the pineal gland and just making sure all those things are working in the highest degree they possibly can. So, yeah, it's very complete. It's very comprehensive. And, you can use it over and over again. So there you go. And it's I know it's $97. It's about 80% discount on that.
That's fabulous. Mm-hmm. It really is. Now, a couple of people have written in saying that they may not be available either on the date of the beginning two or the last two calls. Are those going to be recorded so that people would be able to have the replays of them?
Yes, they are. What they do is, you know, we do it on instant teleseminar, and so that will be all sent out, you know, when someone buys a package, and so it has the dates on there, and they're mm-hmm. excellent about that because I use that quite a bit, and not everyone can make the different calls and that sort of thing. So, but they can go back on to the instant teleseminar, super easy, and they can record that back down onto a piece of equipment they have, or they can just listen to it right on the net, so on the internet.
Beautiful.
So it's really, they make it really simple.
Excellent. So there you go. For everyone who's written in and asked, yep, you do get replays. You can go back in if you can't be there on the calls for the live events. And as we all know, you know, the energetics are embedded into that. So you're going to get the same benefit listening live as if listening to the replay as if you were listening to it live. Boy, I got myself kind of backwards there on that one. But yeah, that is amazing. And I love the two pieces that you put for the download in there because of all the questions that we get, those are two of the biggest things that are coming up. You know, the self-confidence is always huge and self-worth issues. everyone seems to get into those funks with them.
Yes.
So that's some great pieces. And, you know, as we've heard today, you know, listening to you and how easy this is to create this shift with your work is amazing. And, you know, I've got to tell you, I have some of your recordings for myself. And earlier today, I was out running errands with a new addition to our family of the four-legged kind. And he was just being totally off the wall. And I said, okay, that's it. And I took out my phone, which is also my iPod, and I put on one of your recordings. And I'm like, I don't even care which one it is. And within 2 minutes, he totally calmed right down and just laid there. And you could just see him taking deep breaths. I'm going, seriously. And he just laid there and absorbed all of it. So I'm like, okay, you know, I know it works great for me, but here we go. It calms savage beasts also.
That's so fun. It's so fun, yeah. With animals especially, I mean, they're,
yeah,
it's so good. So delightful to watch, you know.
It is. And, you know, it just they're just like sponges. But it was just hysterical that it was so immediate with him. You know, I'm thinking, okay, you know, it'll take a while. No, within like 2-3 minutes, topped, done. And he was just laying there. I'm like, okay. And, I just proceeded to put it on a loop and let it play for about an hour and said, okay, there you go. You talking about giving yourself a gift. And there it was. And it went for him and everyone else. And it was wonderful. But, it's just kind of one of those other uses.
Yeah, because, you know, and it's so fun. We can learn from animals so well in that way where they're just, you know, they don't have any ideas about what that is, you know, and so it's so fascinating how instantaneously then it works right on them. I mean, it's, I have a cat that I play with all the time that way too, and it's like, she just goes like out.
yes, you know, and it also for me it shows how pure and just filled with love it is, because you know, I mean, animals respond in kind to what they're receiving. So, you know, if you take an abused animal and you keep raising your voice to it and, you know, raising your hands, you know, they get very aggressive and they start getting defensive against it, as, you know, anyone would. But, you know, just the pure love and, you know, the intention coming from that, to just put them out to sleep like that, you know that it's just, again, pure and beautiful.
Right. Yeah. Yes, it is beautiful to watch.
Yes. Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. You know, Eric, I'm looking at the time, and I cannot believe that an hour and a half has flown by.
Oh, I didn't see what time it was.
We started talking. Yeah, I just looked, and it's, you know, it's like 2:33, and I'm going, whoa, wait a minute. The last time I looked, it was like 10 past 1, you know? So,
yeah, likewise. Yeah, this is it.
It completely flew by, but, you know, we have just had an amazing time with you here. And I do just want to say to Ira, the caller that called in, you know, with all the difficulties earlier, there have been probably about 20 different people that have written in, sending you additional love and support and just letting you know that, you know, the people here are really behind you and you're not walking through this alone. So I just wanted to, you know, reach that out to you and that you've gotten a lot of virtual hugs and a lot of support coming your way from, you know, your bravery coming on to the call today. And beyond
that's so sweet, isn't it? Yeah.
Isn't that just amazing? I know it is.
Yeah, it really
is.
It's
a wonderful community here. The support and love that is offered is, you know, to me, it just touches my heart so much. Like I had said, to be able to be a part of that and bringing this group together. And, you know, then we get to have fun, you know, talking to people like you and sharing, you know, all these wonderful processes. And, you know, we're just all on this journey together. And that's a pretty spectacular thing.
I think that's so, like you said, the last is so so poignant in that, we're just together. We're all doing, you know, our best and we're all working together. And so that's to me, that's the most important thing. It's just really, there's no one person doing this or that. It's just, we're doing it together. So it's, So it's wonderful. Yeah. I love that.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. I can't stress that enough. Yeah. So, you know, I want to thank you, Eric, for being here. This has been one of those amazing calls that you've given us so much and opened up so many different areas and, you know, those pathways that are opened. And you can kind of feel things firing around still in your brain. And that's a lot of fun. I'm really anxious to see, you know, all the emails that we get from people over the next few days on how things are shifting and what, you know, they've been able to create as a result of this opening up for them, because I think it's going to be a lot and some really profound ways. And I'm really looking forward to that. But, you know, again, Eric, thank you so much for being here. This has been wonderful. I have enjoyed this, as have all the people on the line. And I want to thank everybody for being here and being a part of this, and for the community and for sharing. And I hope that all of you have a fabulous afternoon, and we will all be talking to you soon. Take care now, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you, too, for having me on. It's great.
I'll just... So welcome, Eric. Take care.
What a great audience to you. You have. It's amazing. So it was very fun and enjoyable.
Oh, they're a great, great group. You are so welcome. Anytime you want to come back, you're welcome.